Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ed Marsh, Brain Trust member for the last several years now, founder of and principal at Consilium, exporting advisor to American Express Grow Global, and we're talking about cybersecurity. Ed, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, you helped us think about how to differentiate between the devices that we carry around with us in the United States and we protect, and the ones that we might take overseas. And let's talk about some of the things you can do, though. In addition to that, there are some specific things you can do. Some of these are not just for travel, for overseas. They're anywhere. A VPN, public Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. You've got a bunch of things there. Talk to us about those.
Yeah, so whether you're going to your local coffee shop to connect and work remotely or, you know, sitting in some international hotel somewhere as you're doing global business, it makes sense to use a VPN to connect the internet.
Tell them what a VPN is.
It makes sense to be a virtual private network.
How does that work?
It's basically a tunnel, a secure tunnel. Well, most people can just put an app on their machine, connect to the app, and the app will then go through the process of setting up the VPN. Some companies have them directly to the company server. Others, there are services that are available to let you set that VPN up before you start browsing.
Yep.
Be cautious of public Wi-Fi. I mean, that's probably one of the greatest risks, you know, in airports, in hotel lobbies.
No question about it.
Disable Bluetooth. Bluetooth can be used to access a lot of your information. Certainly change passwords.
I want to come back. Hold on, Ed. Slow down a little bit. I want to come back to the public Wi-Fi thing. Most people think, when they wander around, most people in their laptops especially, they're beholden to public Wi-Fi, and because they can't connect to the internet without public Wi-Fi. And that's one of the things they'll say, well, can I get Wi-Fi? What's the password? Blah, blah, blah. One of the things that I do that has helped me prevent all that, I buy my laptops with a mobile modem in it, a mobile network modem. So I can go Wi-Fi, I can go mobile either way. When I travel, I never connect on the local open network. I connect only on mobile, and that gives me an extra layer of security. What do you think?
I think that's an interesting approach. Obviously, traveling internationally, access to mobile networks, both in terms of speed and cost, can be a little bit problematic.
It can get expensive overseas. That's right. I agree with that.
Interesting idea. I think the bottom line is just be aware of the risks of public Wi-Fi and make sure you have a plan to protect against
it. And it could happen at your local Starbucks, right? Somebody could be sitting out in the parking lot ripping you off in your local Starbucks. Now, the VPN, you can do those overseas too, right?
Absolutely.
Virtual private networks.
Most VPN services will have access points in major cities around the world. So you don't even sacrifice a bunch of speed just trying to get to an access point. There's probably one right near wherever you happen to be.
How do they get into your Bluetooth?
Well, I'm not a technical expert, Jim. I can't tell you how it works. I just know it's something that the people who are experts caution against leaving open and unguarded.
Well, I use Bluetooth with my phone and my earbuds, right? Device, my mobile device that I use. And so we do it all the time, right? People travel all over the world. They got things in their ears, right? So is that an issue with your mobile phone as well, with your cell phone?
I think it's a potential exposure. I'd suggest the companies speak to their internal IT teams or their outsourced IT and security experts and make sure. Perhaps it's enough in most cases to just not have the device discoverable, but to have it turned on so you can use it with your earbuds or whatever you're using.
And the password—that's another one too, isn't it? I mean, we got to be smart about the passwords.
For sure. And change them frequently. Make them hard passwords. Use password, password tools that so you don't have to remember them. You don't use the same password across multiple applications. And keep in mind, of course, that just because your business laptop may be properly secured, that if you have access to your business email on your mobile device, or if you just flip your iPad open while you're sitting in the airport, that is the same sort of an exposure. And you need to be diligent about security across all your devices.
Right. Another thing to remember when you're traveling around the world, believe it or not, folks, rules are different in France than they are in the United States, and certainly in third world countries. I mean, like in the Middle East, or in for sure in China, you got to know the lay of the land, don't you?
Yeah, that's a wonderful point, an important one to keep in mind. I mean, a lot of times we tend to blend our business and personal work on these electronic devices that we carry with us, and so you may well download a movie to watch on a long plane ride, which seems quite innocuous to us here at home, but might be offensive to folks in a culture where you're going into another market. And that could put you in a very awkward position, whether it's, a formal legal challenge or just issues culturally with the way you're viewed by your business partners. So understand that it's beyond the issues of cybersecurity when traveling internationally kind of go beyond just the connection and the possibility of being hacked.
Yeah.
It's common sense, good practices. And it's also the stuff that you post on social media. If you publicize your agenda, hey, I'm going to be at such and such a place on such and such a day. Guess what? Now you're
on my my way to Budapest. I'll see you later. Right? I mean, you got to watch. You got to be smart, folks. Don't be obtuse about these things. We come back. I'm going to see if I can pry some export perspective out of Ed. I bet I can do that. And see what he thinks about what's going on these days with the global trade scenario, the global trade landscape. After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.